extended receive, DX award.
Yeah, I noticed there was a few things I definitely do not know about it. So, yeah, it will be good and helpful in the future. And let's go ahead and take a few moments. I'm going to pick up Mr. Rich. I heard him call in there. So, good evening, Mr. Rich, KB2 DMD.
Good evening, Bob. Good evening, Jesse. Nice to see you, fellas. How are you doing, Jesse?
Well, I'm not doing too bad there, Mr. Rich. I'm just plugging along slowly and keeping my nose to the grinding stone the best I can. And I'm actually getting some stuff done, which is amazing.
Good, good. You can't get nothing done around here. There's too much snow on the ground, so. I've been out there, well, you know, I gave up stacking the wood undercover here because it's just too much. It's an extra step. I wish I would have done it this year because now I'm out there digging in 2 feet of snow to uncover logs and then drag them up to the house. So that's been keeping me occupied.
Hey, I understand that. You know how many years I stacked lumber and cut wood and all that I did for, gosh, ever since I can remember as a kid, I was always stacking wood and helping my dad cut it and get it all ready to go for winter. And, man, you know, it brings back a lot of good memories. And you know what really shocks me more than ever now is the fact that I really miss the smell of a wood heater.
Yeah. It's amazing what memories and smells will trigger, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. Hey, well, good to hear you. A little bit noisy on the fan tonight, but I'm hoping you'll clear up. But you're sounding good, Rich. Good to have you aboard.
Well, thanks, Jesse. And good to be here. Good to be aboard. KG4ZXC with KNHAOY. This is KB2 DMD. I'll be listening. Go ahead and call a few more.
All right, very good, Rich, and I was going to give Bob time to say hello to you as well.
Hi, Mr. Ricky. You're a little bit slow, but hopefully the band will come out. KB2KHAOY has unit number 3 in the log, so I want to say good evening. Good evening, Mr. Ricky. At the end of the log, he only did monitors, so he's listening to Mr. Ricky. He on November 4th, he's going to X-ray here.
Okay, roger, roger. And good evening, Mr. James. Yes, I see him on the net logger here. So good to know that he's out there and he's hearing us okay. So good evening, Mr. James. I like your last name, Ham. That's awesome. Well, it's appropriate. Hi, KN4ZES. We see you on there, and good evening, sir. Hi, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. A couple hours, a couple minutes. Wow, hours. Boy, I'm a loose screw tonight, ain't I? Hi, well, anyway, a couple minutes past the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, and let's see who else is out there that would like to check in on the Wednesday Night Net. Call now. Did you catch that call, Bob?
Yeah, you're right with that.
All right, station out there. I'm gonna turn up my volume and I'm gonna turn up my hearing aids and everything all at the same time. We're gonna try to get you in there. I heard you in there, sir. Try it one more time. I think that's Mr. Moe. Is that you, sir? KD0RSA. Well, hello, Mr. Mo. At least I did hear you. Hey, stand by, Mo. Let me see if I can pull the other individual out. You're a little bit light, Mo, so, but I did hear you, sir. Who was the other station? Okay. November 3, KDH? Oh, good golly, Kevin. Dang it. You know what really throws me out is you got rid of that old call sign, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, who the heck is KCH? Okay. N3KCH. That's Mr. Kevin up there in DuBois, Pennsylvania. Good evening, Kevin. Well, I'm supposed to be 20 over you, especially when you're at my back door. Hey, well, good to hear you in there, Kevin. Yeah, we're running through the roster right now to see who's out there. And you want to stick around in monitor mode, or you would you like to fill out a comment? Okay, roger that. Well, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to a little bit more than 3 or 4 inches there, Kevin. Yeah, I'm just shooting across the larder there for you, Mr. Bob. Hey, well, Mr. Kevin, if you're gonna stick around, we got you on the list. Mr. Kevin, well, you can stick around and throw in something if you care to. We'd be glad to have you. Drop in when you can. Clear with Mr. Kevin up in DuBois, Pennsylvania, November 3, Kilo and Charlie Hotel. Clear with you. And let's see, who's the other station in there? Come on in. Okay, I'm not hearing anything else at this time, so let's take it to the top to Mr. Bob and let him throw out a call over my shoulder just to make sure everybody's copying this tonight. So throw out a call, Mr. Bob. Okay, very good there, Mr. Bob. Yeah, I was sitting here trying to go ahead and pull up something if this old dang internet will actually cooperate tonight. It's been crazy all day with the way the activity is being on the old band, so I'm not sure how well this internet provider is how well they're going to serve us here. It's kind of crazy. Alright, well, let's see. It is, let's see. I gotta go back to the logger. I hate doing that, but I got to. Well, thanks, Bob, for throwing out a call. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. The narrator of tonight's Liberty Net here on the 10th of February, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's only been like 37 days that I can think of since the election, and I've read hardly half the news because most of it is completely fraudulent or just downright unimportant. Unimportant. Sorry about that. And it's amazing. what we have here. Let's take a quick another phone, see if there's anybody else before we take it off at the top. So anyone else for the Wednesday night living in that, call now. Okay, well anyway, yeah, I'm making sure everything is working okay. How am I sounding up there, Bob? Okay, very good. All right, well, good deal. All right, this is the Wednesday night looking at. We'll start it off. I am KT4ZXC, your net controller. I just want to ask everybody real quick, how do you feel about living in the Banana Republic right now? How do you really feel about all this? Because I'll tell you what, every time I go to the news, there's more news, more garbage, and a lot of garbage out there. And you scratch your head and you wonder exactly what we're reading and where is it even coming from. And after today, I see so many different articles flip up throughout the day that kind of makes me skeptical on believing anything out of the mainstream media. So I started going and trying to validate certain stories I've read, and it still comes down to the wire that all these news sources off from the mainstream media are as corrupt as anything I've ever seen, and we're going to all have to start, writing down things that's happening in our own communities and try to start getting a lot more local news from individuals, because we're going to be overwhelmed with all this, and it's just going to escalate. But I just wanted to know how many people actually are sick and tired of this Banana Republican and impeachment trial and of a private citizen if they do not recognize this president as our president as being the president. That's kind of a twist of words, ain't it? Well, anyway, I think we've come to a turning point, and I don't know what's gonna make it better, guys. But what I do know is, without us having a few moments to speak our mind, say what's real and what ain't real, and quit falling in line with these people and their masks and all these mandates. I tell you what, we need to go back to what America is and ignore the fakeness of what is being implemented, because we know it ain't right. And we know it's not going to be here to stay, and it's up to us to make this country remain America. All right, with that being said, I've just rambled on enough and got my amp warmed up good, so let's take it up to the top. KAJOY, what you got for us to know on the Wednesday night Liberty Net?
President Trump and with the Russia and Ukraine.
So now then, out of all those countries, nobody was listening to my phone calls, and nobody twisted any crap about it. Anyhow, the Israel church said, Biden, be kind to call them to Israel of the closest alley to the United States. He is waiting for the call. So I know that the Democratic liberal message is not like Israel. They have a country that's our allies, and they'll go and call all those other countries and not call Israel. So that's kind of interesting to listen to. With that said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll have the guests just say hi to Mr. James, even though he's monitoring, and continue on down the road. So, K-4-4-7-3-K-8-0-1.
Okay, very good, Bob, and a little staticky tonight. One of the static crashes got you there briefly, but I knew what you were saying. All right, clear with Kilo Alpha 8, J-O-Y, Mr. Bob, thank you, sir, and thanks for running the net. Hey, let's take it down to our next victim. I'm sorry, you're not a victim. Good evening, Mr. Rich, KB2 DMD. Come on in, and what you got for us tonight, sir?
Yo, Chelsea. I don't know, maybe a victim is good, isn't it? That's such status in this country. KC4ZXC and the group. This is KB2 DMD. Well, you're right about ignoring what's in the mainstream news, Kelsey, because it's all crap. And certainly ignoring anything that comes from this administration because it's illegal. They admit themselves that Donald Trump is still the president of the United States with this shame impeachment proceeding. You're absolutely right. You can't impeach a private citizen. And you can't impeach a president retroactively. There's no ex post facto law. The Constitution expressly forbids it. So by holding this thing, you're admitting that Donald Trump is still president of the United States. You know, I don't listen to mainstream news at all. Jesse, I get up in the morning and we switch on the Angry Five because the IF and the 98 is still out. But so we listen all day to Patriot programming on shortwave. And of course, you know, it's doom and gloom. But we hear about they're importing guillotines. So when we will take the vaccine and when we refuse to go to their FEMA camp, they'll chop our heads off. And the reason they chop our heads off is so they can harvest the organs. The more I listen to this, obviously we're under Christ's blood, we're under that protection, so there's no fear in our home. There's just joy and happiness. And as I listen to all this, I'm thinking, boy, the globalists really bit off more than they could ever chew. It's always been said, Jesse, that if even 10% of America's governors resisted tyranny, it would be logistically impossible for tyrants to succeed in this nation. Alright, not just gun owners, and that's just 10% of the gun. I'm not talking about coming to arms or anything like that. Just resist. This is just a numerical thing. Well, the numbers are kind of beyond that now. In this last election, we saw a landslide conservative majority like we've never seen in this country. And that majority was predominantly composed of two types of people. You had people that voted for Donald Trump because they liked him. You had people that voted for Donald Trump because they knew a Biden-Harris administration would be a disastrous clown show. So those two groups add up to a gigantic conservative majority. And two, the highest number of black Americans who ever voted for a conservative Republican. You can add the highest number of Latin Americans you can add the highest number of Asian Americans who have voted for conservative Republicans, right? And you can add an enormous number of leftists and union people that now feel betrayed by the party. So what kind of numbers are we talking about here? This is the mainstream media would have you believe that this giant paper tiger that wants everybody to share each other's bathroom and castrate little boys chemically when they're 8 years old, and all of this perversion and deviance and horror, that somehow America is down with all this. They're not down with Biden. I mean, Jesse, remember when we were kids, a U.S. president could get on Air Force One and go to any country in the world he wanted to, and go there to visit, go there to speak, go there to greet foreign dignitaries, heads of state. You know, Biden can't do that. He can't go to the Ukraine. He's a wanted man. He's a wanted criminal in that country. But, you know, if you just look at the numbers, wherever you go, for out of every 10 people you see in the course of the day, probably 7 of them don't like Biden. Probably 6 of them are just on the same exact page of the book. How are they going to do the guillotines and the forced vaccinations and the wear 3 masks, one over the top of each other? You know, this clown show stuff. How are they going to do it? How are they going to come and force you to stick a needle in your arm, put your guns in the basket, and every other reason? Not only that, like I always say, the number of ridiculous laws and the number of idiotic, fraudulent executive orders, this guy is going in 20 different directions at once. That's supposed to confuse the American people. It's supposed to, bring disunity. It's doing the exact opposite. It's drawing people together. It's drawing more numbers to the conservative right. More than Donald Trump ever could. I mean, this is all a blessing. This is all wonderful. This administration really is a clown show. It's going to implode. What else can it do? So let's move along, see if everybody else is joining in. Your signal's strong here, Jesse. I'm hearing Bob, but he's a little weak, and he said the same about me, so the path between us is not great. But we'll see that change over the next hour. So KG4, is that actually over? Yeah, this is KGTVMP.
Okay, very good, Rich. This the lunacy of this whole banana republic Congress and Senate and these individuals. My God, Rich, you hit it on the money. This whole thing is going to implode on these people. You know what? We may not even have to lift a finger, because I really do feel like this is just going to backfire and blow all up all over them with egg, you know. And I'm being modest when I say egg, because you know what I'm thinking. But you know, that's the whole thing I'm looking at with this. Same way you are. I actually believe it will self-destruct itself, and these people will. They'll find out the hard way, because they're not going to convince 90% of this country to fall in line with this garbage. Hey, thanks, Rich. Good comments, and good to hear you in there. All right, clear with KB2DMD, Mr. Rich, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Clear with you. And let's take a quick pause before I move over to Mo. So stand by, Mo. Do we have any other check-ins before we continue on? Come on now. Okay, well, I'm not hearing anyone at this time, so let's see, KN4PYA is online tonight. Hey, thanks for coming by and joining us. Good to hear you guys monitoring tonight. Also, Alpha Fox 7, Uniform Sierra. Hope you stick around tonight as well, sir. Well, no, he done logged out just that quick. But this is KG4ZXE in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and let's move it down to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, out of the great state of Nebraska. Come on in, Mr. Moe.
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Jesse, for giving me a holler, and thank you, Bob, for giving me a holler on that other net. I do appreciate it very much. As far as what's going on, you got a problem with communists, as far as I'm concerned, because that's what they're putting this country into if it succeeds, is going into communists. Anyway, Mike Pence, he had a chance to help Trump and support the Constitution. I should have said it the other way around, support the Constitution, and then it would have benefited Trump. He didn't second it like he said he would do. Well, then I seen him later, and he said some news person asked him why he didn't stand up and second it, and he said, well, he was supporting his constituents. Well, his constituents was the Goldman Sachs Bank. That's what his constituents are. And if I was people in Texas, I'd get rid of him. As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way I feel. There were two people right there that could have turned this whole thing around, and they didn't. There's a lot of rotten stuff going on, and maybe they're afraid of getting shot. I don't know, but you might as well take a chance of getting shot. And turn the people around for the people. You would have made a lot better history than you made without doing that. I don't have much else to add. No problem. Democrats, call them communists. Sooner or later, they call Trump all kinds of things. Got by with us. Why not call them communists? He's in RSA. Back again, the old.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you then, Mr. Moe, and you know what? Yeah, we need to call them for what they are, Communist Party, because that's fascist democracy. It all derives from the same name with Democrats. It's all communist, and it's just another cheap shot at the English language to destroy it in every possible way they can to confuse people and mislead them in every way possible. Yeah, we have some shady, shady politicians out here, and I'll tell you what, this is the problem with this country. We need to get these politicians out of office and decommission these people once and for all, because if they're not for the America that we know, then they got to go. And that's the way I see it. Hey, Mr. Mo, thanks. Stick around. I got a comment I want to bring out to everybody tonight, and I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to check in before I read it. It seems like it's a pretty good one. It came across right before I started broadcasting tonight to you guys. And, well, not broadcasting, but speaking to you guys on the Liberty Net. And that's great that this story came out. So it might be interesting. So thanks, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, out of great state of Nebraska. Clear with you. N3KCH, Mr. Kevin, are you monitoring or are you signed off for the night? Hey, Mr. Bob, you can put Kevin down for logged out. He don't stick around long, especially on weeknights because of his job. So you can go ahead and log him out. So N3KCH, if you're still listening, Kevin, good to hear you in there as well. And hope you return. And all you guys on the net logger, thanks for listening in tonight. You know, I want to make this real quick also to Mr. James, KN4ZES. You know, every day I wake up and I look at this administration or these Banana Republic, I should say, that has taken over this country. And I realize it is a nightmare in itself. So I feel for you there, James. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'll take a quick call, see if anybody else is in there. So this is KG4ZXE. Alright, I'm hearing nothing, so let's move it back to the top. So, K-A-J-O-N-O-Y, Mr. Bob. Come on in, sir, and what you got for this next round?
Well, I have an article here from and it's about that wonderful John Kerry. The guy that looks like the
and it is done alone, and they said, innovative,
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. you bring up these environmentalists and you brought up the name John Kerry, and it keeps puzzling me. Who is this John Kerry guy? Evidently he's another communist, and he's also a loser. Yes, that's right, I said it. He is a loser. To get an award for doing absolutely nothing but flying around, you know, in his top brand jet airliner. Oh my gosh. Really? What has this guy really done for this country besides exploit everything he could do to gain taxpayer money? John Kerry, you know, it's sort of like me watching the Super Bowl. You know, I paid about as much attention to that as I did me going to walk my dog. You know, I didn't put much effort in it, that's for sure. Well, anyway, you know, I was just going to get ready to say, what has the USA done so wrong besides allow our cows to fart? I mean, come on, really. I mean, if that's our environmental destruction, you know, the rest of the world's in a heck of a bad place is all I got to say. Hey, thanks, Bob, K-A-K-O-Y, and let's see, Mr. James is monitoring, and it looks like it's going over to Mr. Rich, KBTBMB. And it is round two already. Time flies when you're having fun. Come on in, Rich.
Alright, Jesse, KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMZ returning. And I'm kind of winging it, man. I really don't have anything. Bob was talking about John Kerry is John Kerry's like a bad, he's like a thorn. He's a discomfort. That's all he ever been. I look at what passes for public service today, Jesse, and they're opportunists, they're ignorant slobs, they're not statesmen by any stretch of the imagination. And then you get down to the real dregs like James Brown. I got to call her James Brown so much I can't remember her real name. You know, where do these people come from? Maxine Waters? She couldn't get a job as a toilet attendant. You know? And racism. It was racism that got you elected. They only elected you because you were black and because you were a woman. And the rest of them. Frank Johnson, Juan might capsize and tip over if you put any more Navy equipment on. Yeah, he was elected because he was just the right man for the job. He really had it on the team. Marion Barry, they reelected him after he got caught with crack. Right, Jesse? Clown show. Look, I'm not saying it's not going to be hard. Yeah, already gas is going up like 30 cents a gallon. It's going to go up more. Fuel oil is going to go up more. Yeah, this guy, this administration, all the crackpot mistakes, and they're not even mistakes. They don't know what they're doing. Well, what would they know? They couldn't manage a candy store. A corner. See, when I grew up, they had a candy store on the corner. So, you know, they sold like penny candy. You know, you went in there with like 50 cents, you were a rich guy. You were treating all your friends, you know? The bubble gum was a penny. You know, they couldn't manage that, Jesse. They'd be bankrupt. You'd give them a fully stocked, fully equipped candy store. They wouldn't know what to reorder when they ran low. They would balance the till or pay their taxes or do any of that. None of them would. A Democrat, Republican. You say George Bush W could have balanced at the corner candy store? That homosexual cokehead freak? So, yeah, I mean, hard times are coming because the whole ball game is in the hands of lunatics. The inmates are running the asylum? Pretty much. Do we deserve it? Well, let me check. 60 million abortion, the highest cause of death, helpless patients being harvested for their parts. I don't even want to go into that. Most people already know the details. And soon after, I got tears streaming down my face. Do we deserve it as a nation? Most assuredly. Does that mean it's going to come to pass? That's where we're at. I don't want to hear any more about if we elect this guy, who's going to fix everything. If we elect that guy, he's going to fix everything. Or, if we do this or we do that. Yes, certainly, we should sign petitions, as you mentioned last week, Jesse. Yes, certainly. Still pick up the phone for all the good it's going to do. Pick up the phone and ring the White House switchboard. Tell them you want to talk to your Congress critter. Tell them you want to talk to your senator. And, you never will, but, you'll get the flunky who's tasked with answering the phone and give him an earful. That costs nothing to do. And should we continue to do that? Yeah. Will that be the thing that solves it? No. Ultimately, what's going to solve it is intercessory prayer and repentance. We've got to go before the Son of God and tell him how sorry we are for the sins of this nation. Ask for his mercy, ask for his forgiveness, and move on in prayer. Scripture tells us we can bring anything before the throne of God. If we pray something in accordance with his will, he hears us. As believer priests, as Christians, we can go boldly before the throne of grace. No need to hang your head down. You can bring your problems boldly before your Heavenly Father. He said, let's come. Let's reason. Let's talk about this. The other thing is in a spiritual realm. As I mentioned earlier, the logistics of them trying to implement horrible, crazy edicts on the American people. A lot of people say, well, we've had great success with the mask so far. Well, yeah, they have. But people are starting to figure that out. The more I go around, the more I see people that are like me. They're not wearing them, So that's a little thing. It's a start. And when you go into a place and you're not wearing your mask, it sends a message. Somebody else will say, you know what? That was the third guy today I saw it's not wearing a mask. I'm not going to wear one either. What happens when you get a masked Nazi in one of these places and he says, sir, I'm sorry, you're going to have to put your mask on. And you turn around and you look at him and you say, you know what? There's no law. There's no law compelling me to wear a mask. So you know what, buddy? I stand here and you call a cop. Whoa! What does that do? Now, you got 15, 20 people in the store looking at you. Yeah, some of them are going to wish that you were hanging by piano wire because you dared to speak up. You know what? A lot of them are going to look at you and say, you know what? That guy's got a point. There's no law. That's got to be a House bill. That's got to be a Senate bill. Both introduced. It's got to be voted on. It's got to be picked from out of committee. It's got to go to the governor's desk for signature. And as far as I know, that never happened. happened. You would be right. It never happened. There is no law. So, you know, it's that kind of resistance, Jesse. You know, it's not, you know, grab your rifle, and we don't know where we're going, but we're going to shoot at something. I mean, that's ridiculous. And we all know the one guy in the group that suggests you do things like that, that's the FBI guy, right? I don't care about whether it's a motorcycle club or it's any other one. Is only the FBI guy. We knew that since we were 5 years old. So really, the key is prayer. Trust the Lord. You know, He'll make this right. And in the meantime, the one that I keep bringing up, never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake. And this administration is making plenty of them. Let him make them. Fall on their face. They have to. They cheat. They have to. That's the only logical outcome here. But somehow, do they think that, you know, this illegal administration in 4 years' time, or 8 years, or however long it went, that they would ever be able to implement 1/100th of what they're proposing? Carbon tax. Watch where that goes. Watch the lunacy that comes out of that. Like I said, you won't be able to drive your SUV anymore. After such and such a date, it'll be a $2,000 a year tax if you don't have an electric car. What are people going to do? Some people are still making payments on the stinking SUV. So what are they going to do? Turn it in? Pay a tax? They don't have any money to go buy some stupid electric car. I mean, they're going to continue to drive the thing. And if they can't buy gas for it, you pop up, I'm sorry, we can't sell you gas for that because it's too big a carbon footprint. They'll siphon gas in somebody else's car. They'll keep on the road, man. I mean, it's just going to create more bedlam. And that will snowball. So, I mean, you know it. There's not a scenario here where I cannot see anything but chaos, craziness. What happens when there's chaos and craziness, Jesse? The people screaming at the government to make it right. Well, they're going to be screaming at the people that are screwing it up. How are they going to turn around and say, oh, the media will say, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's great. The vaccine really works. The double masking really works. But everybody's going to look around and say, you know what? This is crap. We didn't need a vaccine. We didn't need two masks. We didn't need a law that tells us to pay a tax on our pickup truck or buy an electric. We didn't need any of this. You get the idea, so, you know, I'm just, I don't have anything to say, so I just figured I'd scream into the microphone for a while. 54ZXC and LibertyNet, this is KBTKMD.
Oh, excellent, Rich, excellent. Gosh, you know, that's right on the money. You know, this is the biggest joke show that I've seen in some time. And you're right, they're going to hang this out. They're just going to keep escalating this crap until the point where nobody's even going to pay them any attention whatsoever. It is amazing, and it's quite humorous just to hear you put it in perspective. Hey, thank you for that, Rich. You really made my night, sir. God bless you and everybody out there listening tonight. This is KG4ZXNC, Jesse here, out of the great state, fraudulent state of Pennsylvania once again, and this is the Liberty Net. Speaking of my comment, Rich, last week, I just wanted to bring this up, I want to bring this article up that goes into a little detail on what I was discussing last week about, you know, signatures and, you know, doing the right thing to recall people and, wow, why is this computer decided to slip out on me when I least expect it. Anyway, this article is off of Gateway Pundit, of course, and the only news source that half gives any accurate information. And I've done a little bit more research from some of the local government in California to verify this article, just to make sure that I wasn't putting out anything that was, you know, just downright wrong. So anyway, this article is just in. Newsom recalls leader, says his team now has over the needed 1.5 million signatures to force a recall election this year. So, let me roll down here. Yeah, Gavin Newsom, Tom Dale Bacarlo, chairman of the Rescue California PAC, working to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, said his team now has over the needed 1.5 million signatures to force a recall election this year. Fox in L.A. reported that those signatures still have to be officially be verified, so the recall organizers are working to get 2 million signatures by March 17th, just in case the California swamp tosses out invalid signatures. Well, you know they're going to do that anyway. But the fact is that they actually have enough of these votes. California Governor Gavin Newsom recall is unavoidable. His poll numbers are tanking amid efforts to oust him from office, according to the two trusted California polls. Newsom's approval rating has sharply dropped in the last few months. Only 46% of California voters approved of Newsom's job performance, down from 67% approval rating from September. Newsom came under fire after he ordered businesses to close while keeping his own winery, Pump Jack Winery, open. So you see what kind of piece of work this guy is. Governor Newsom, let's see, also caught dining at French Laundry in Napa Valley at $800 per person while telling California they should not gather for Thanksgiving. So, hey, what comes around is finally going around. So, if California can recall Newsom over his actions, we can do the same thing throughout the country. And you know what? I would recommend starting with the Supreme Court justices in my book, because I think they let us down the hardest. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. I'll take a quick pause before we go to KD0RSA. So, Mr. Mo, stand by 1 second. Do we have any other check-ins for the Liberty Net? Call now.
And 4ROQ.
And 4ROQ, Mr. Larry. Great sounding station tonight, sir. Good evening.
Enjoying the net.
Hey, Mr. Larry. Well, I'm going to put you behind Mr. Mo because he's pretty much at the last of the list. So you're on deck, sir, and we will get you here in just a second. So let's take it over to Mr. Mo out of the great state of Nebraska, KD0RSA. Over to you, Mr. Mo.
KD0RSA. Well, thank you. Yes, hey, I'll go to he's a, I don't know what you call him. He's not an American citizen, I don't believe. Well, he is, but not in his head. Not in his head. He wants to take the country out like all the rest of them. Anyway, this is my opinion, of course. But I don't have much else to add. Larry was coming up here very, very light. I don't know if you understand or not. But anyway, Richie had a good one, and I do appreciate it. And so does Bob have a good one, and I appreciate it. So I'll just get along the side and listen and and see what else you guys got to say. Oh, by the way, I don't think Biden will ever support Israel. Why would a communist support Israel? KBZRSA, I'll just turn her back over.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Moe. And yeah, your signal's coming in pretty good here. I'm surprised the band is a little noisy, but you're coming across quite well. So thank you for being there, Mr. Moe. Yeah, hopefully we can continue with some good literature for you tonight there, Mr. Moe, since you don't get the same news that most of us do. So, hey, thank you, sir. God bless you out there in Oklahoma, out there in Nebraska, Mr. Mo. Let's take it down to Mr. Larry in 4, R-O-N-A-Q. Mr. Larry, take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Here's an article from the guy used to be a judge here in Knoxville. His name is John J. Duncan, and he was in the either in the House or the Senate there for a long time. So he's back in the he's out of public service right now. But he wrote an article here. It's in one of the Knoxville papers. John J. Duncan, Jr. He says the deployment of 26,000 National Guard troops to Washington for the inauguration was totally unnecessary and was a waste of many millions of taxpayer dollars that could just have been spent for better things. It was done purely for political purposes, attempting to reinforce the very false left-wing narrative that all those who voted for Trump are potentially racist. As I write this, there are still 7,000 guardsmen on duty there, and the plan is to have 5,000 in place until March the 4th, which was the traditional inaugural date until it was changed to January the 20th in 1937. Extra security was put into place at most state capitals too, and nothing happened at any of those places either. It was and still is a very expensive and very boring military duty. It sounded very dramatic and made some officials feel more powerful and important to say that their intelligence reports indicated potentially violent demonstrators by Trump supporters in Washington or state capitals around the nation. All that really shown was that their intelligence was faulty and or greatly exaggerated. As I wrote in an earlier column, those who vandalized the Capitol on January the 6th should and will be prosecuted. However, far less than 1% of those who attended the Trump rally actually went into the Capitol. Antifa and Black Lives Matter supporters have rioted and looted in cities all over the country over the last several months, including those cities in just the last few days. Almost none of them have been prosecuted, and Vice President Harris has even praised them. Some in the national media have been trying desperately to stay relevant, such as Eugene Robinson on MSNBC, and have even gone so far left that they said Trump supporters should be deprogrammed. Actually, the ones who need psychiatric treatment are those who are still so obsessed with hatred for President Trump, such as the women on the show The View. Obviously and unfortunately, hatred won the last election. There was no enthusiasm for candidate Biden as shown by the 50 or 60 cars that would show up in his rallies compared to the 30,000 or so that would come to Trump rallies in almost every state with very little advance notice. Someone said that most who voted for Biden hated Trump so much that they would have voted for Kermit the Frog if he had been the Democrat nominee. The election boiled down to Trump versus anti-Trump in the anti's war. The theme of President Biden's inaugural address was unity, but his words rang hollow when he did nothing to stop the impeachment of the former president.
which he could have easily done.
Victor Davis Hanson wrote, if Democrats and the left wish to reinvigorate the Trump legacy, they could have done no better than unleashing their unhinged and often repulsive hatred of the last 2 weeks. Now the country will go throughout an impeachment that is based on nothing but hatred. Sad, very sad. So, this is John J. Duncan Jr. article here in the one of the local gospel papers. Thought that was pretty, he had some pretty good ideas there. Here's an article regarding a Japanese Navy submarine collides with a Hong Kong commercial ship. Comes from Tokyo, a Japanese Navy submarine and a commercial ship collided off Japan's southern coast Monday, causing minor injuries to three crew members of the submarine and damage to the mast, defense officials said. The submarine Soryu, that's S-O-R-Y-U, was in the process of surfacing about 27 nautical miles south of Cape Azuri on Japan's southwestern island of Shikoku, which is when it collided with the commercial ship. The Maritime Self-Defense Force said in a statement, the Navy did not identify the commercial ship. Well, that's too bad. I hate to see anything tore up. The radar at the bottom there, you know, where that ship was when they came up. But they came up into a ship, it looks like. Okay, let's see. Texas Republican U.S. Representative Ron Wright, who had battled health challenges over the past year, including lung cancer treatment, and died more than 2 weeks after being contracted COVID-19. Wright died Sunday, spokesman Matt Langston said. He said he did not know the cause of death, but the two-term congressman and wife, Suzanne, had been admitted to a Dallas hospital in the previous 2 weeks after contracting COVID-19. Wright announced in January that he had tested positive for the virus. He was also hospitalized last year for lung cancer complications. So I'm sure that's that really didn't help. Despite years of painful, sometimes debilitating treatment for cancer, Ron never lacked the desire to get up and go to work, motivate those around him, or to offer fatherly advice, his office said in a statement. Wright is the first sitting member of Congress to die after contracting COVID-19. In December, an incoming Republican Representative Luke Ledlow of Louisiana died of complications related to the virus only days before the 41-year-old would have been sworn in. Wright had said he tested positive for coronavirus and coming into contact with an affected person. He had described his early symptoms as minor, that he was quarantined. Okay. All right, we'll hold it right there and shoot it back up there to you, Jesse. Hope I'm sounding okay. From Larry in Tennessee, the Liberty Net. This is the N4ROT back then. Okay, Mr. Larry. Well, thank you, sir. And your signal is holding solid. So I didn't even hear a crash of noise in the background or nothing. So you're coming in Lima, Charlie. Good to have you aboard tonight, Mr. Larry. Thank you, sir. And I hope things are well down there in Tennessee with you and the family. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and I'll take a quick pause to see who else may be out there monitoring. Anyone else would like to join us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, please go now. Okay, well, I guess I'm not hearing nothing, so looks like we're going to keep it going, and we'll run back up to the top. K-A-8-J-O-Y. Mr. Bob, what you got for this round, sir? Come on in.
Roger, Roger. Well, I have one more part of that in the last round, by the last year, about proposal is estimated to be $1.7 trillion. The nation is just at the top. That will grow, however, depending on the Democrats associated with the Congress, which the President will have specified that Alexander did it, the one that was so upset that he was so scared that he was in the House of Representatives away from the upstairs in this line. But anyhow, that's the question. About her ambitious Green Deal. During the campaign, she said the Green Deal was a framework for a climate plan, although they did propose the climate plan, this is another plan that adopted that plan. Regardless, climate plan goes for the same job of type of advocated by the more far-left members of the party. Now, I wonder if those people will drive me back. Group of groups are giving zero, net zero emissions by 2050. And that's 30 years from now, zero emissions. When the air companies have said the price of millions of jobs, thousands of dollars in lost household insurance, a raise from the national government's domestic product. National forecasting effect of a clean policy that may be net zero greenhouse gases. So basically, what this means is that the can't drive a vehicle that has petrol fuel. Not only does the model crash, it can't consider the goal outlined in the DNB. Is able to give a 15% reduction in emissions through a $300 cost cap, that's above $300 for a scaling model. It was estimated that 15% reduction would be by 2040. $1 trillion in lost gross domestic product, and that's the 1.1 million jobs lost per year. Down there forward also see a global loss $1,000 or near $3,000 a year. So it would be any more to boost to travel, but to make less money. Within just a few weeks of travel, the United States has already cost American jobs by the efforts of different instructions to move down the country that owns the pipeline, warns and not racing that two of them were directly going to lay off 1,000 were laid off. And that the putting pipeline would complete some 10,000 human jobs. So, I think it's a They all were 4 or 5 immediately workers lost their jobs in the pipeline.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you there, Mr. Bob, and that hits right at home. Hey, thank you, sir. I will take a few moments tonight, and we'll go over that. Hi, Clearly K8JONOY, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, and somebody was tuning up earlier, but couldn't tell where it was coming from. Hey, but Bob, before I forget, I want to ask you one thing about electric cars, since you had one. How far can you go out of your area and not know where the next plug-in is to charge your car?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, I was kind of curious about that, so it brings a whole new light to the electric car industry. 4.5 hours of charging. That is amazing, because I was just sitting here thinking, yeah, that's dangerous for sure. I'm thinking, well, 4.5 hours of fossil fuel to create the fuel that we need for the energy to power the station to get the car charged. So yeah, interesting how that works out. And we're supposed to just give up oil, coal, and every little other industry we have, oil and the Keystone Pipeline, just so we can charge our cars through solar, wind, and let's see, solar panels. Interesting concept, ain't it? Hey, thanks, Bob. I just wanted to verify that because I haven't seen too many charging stations around the area, so it was just something I had to ask. Thanks, Bob. Let's move it down to KB2 DMD. Do you have any charging stations over your way there, Rich?
I've got a few on, Jesse. Of course, I like CM the group. This is KB2 DMD return. Not that I've been looking for them, but I would think they'd be right alongside the gas pumps, no? But no, because it's not an in-and-out thing. You know, you'd have to leave your car there for a while to let it get fully charged, so I don't know how that works. Of course, the logistics of it are completely idiotic. As you said, you know, you've got to generate the power for it somehow. It's a feel-good thing. Can say, look at me, I'm virtue signaling, I'm cleaner than you are, I'm not leaving a carbon footprint. It's all junk. But you know, like Bob was saying, you know, different tangents. These union people that have been disenfranchised, 30,000 jobs lost because of stroke of the pen? Oh man, pretty cool, like Slick Willie said. You know, and now stroke of the pen from brain dead Biden, and 30,000 people are out of work, and you know, a lot of them just didn't think that far into it. You know, you just figure, well, you know, the union rep called me and told me to vote for Biden. And so I voted for Biden. Wouldn't have mattered how they voted. They stole the election. Like Jones says, bigger than Dallas, man. So, but you know, when you run into somebody like that, you know, your first impulse is like, well, I could have told you that, idiot. What did you vote for the guy for? Now, we've got some people around here that put Biden signs out. Some of them still have their Biden signs out. And I suspect it's because people like me still have about 14 Trump signs on our property. Not just Trump, but stolen election, and on and on and on. But, you know, here's the thing with these people, Jesse. They're gentlemen farmers. You know, they ruined their own state, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. They ruined their own state so bad with the libtard garbage that they moved here to Pennsylvania, and now they're starting up again. But you know what? They're either independently wealthy, and that just means they're out of touch with reality, or they work for the government, which means they're out of touch with reality, just like all these politicians. I mean, they've been on the government tick for so long, they don't know how things work in the real world. When Bush, they shot one time at a gas pump, and he didn't know how the gas pump worked. You know, somebody had to get out and pump the gas. He never pumped gas in his life. He didn't know how the thing worked. And not only that, he was astounded at what the prices are going to be. That's the price per gallon? Well, no, it's the price per shot glass. What did you think, idiot? Yeah, it's the price per gallon. Oh, I had no idea. They have no idea how things work in the real world. So I go down the street, one of these idiots that, you know, I have more money than brains and bought somebody's farm to turn it into, I don't know, a safe haven for, you know, sticker bushes and wheat. I don't know what. They know as much about farming as they do about anything else, which is zero. You know, they've got a Biden sign on their big barn. What's in the barn? Who knows? Nothing that you would normally find in a barn. Maybe the thing's empty. Maybe they turned it into their rec room, you know. They're dopes. So, your first inclination is, you lose your job. No, I mean, not these gentlemen farmers, they don't have a job to lose. If they do, they're not going to lose it because it's in the government sector. But, you know, some poor slob in his union told him to vote for Biden and everything was going to be fine. And now everything's not fine. In fact, everything's like dire emergency. And, you know, your first inclination is like, well, you're a dope. What did you do that for? Well, you know, you said, well, really? Well, tell me what happened, brother. Really? And when you made that choice and now things aren't going so, I really feel sorry for it. You can realize like that. These people are ready to, ring back. Like I was saying earlier, you know, the majority in this country has just been added to by people that have been disenfranchised. They always thought that this would be like the best thing. Oh, that awful Donald Trump, every time I turn on the news, they're telling me how dirty and bad he is. Rachel Maddow, this one, that one, Anderson Cooper, I listen to them because, I mean, after all, that's the news. Guess what? They don't care because their bread's already buttered. They didn't care about me after all. But the potential of this is enormous. I mean, Biden's brain dead. The guy died of an aneurysm, and they're keeping him alive with transfusions, and flashcards. But even if it wasn't, say it was somebody really sharp, it wouldn't matter. They're so easy to beat. They beat themselves. I'm beating a dead horse right now, I made three transmissions. They've all been essentially the same. It's just, there's still people out there that are just filled with doom and gloom. Well, number one, they don't have the peace that Jesus Christ offers, so that's one thing they gotta get right. It's a free gift, man. It's like Billy Graham used to say, how could anybody look up at that crucifix and see Christ hanging there with that free gift of salvation and say, nah, I'm good. No thanks, none for me. Right? You have to have rocks in your head. It's a free gift. Invite him into your life and you'll come because I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens unto me, I will come in and sup with them. It's true. It works. Ask Christ into your life and watch everything start turning around. Sometimes like a bolt of lightning and sometimes crashes, depending on your individual situation. Jesus can't come in to your life and just rip everything bad out of it that that needs to be ripped out because you would implode. So it's a process. Salvation is an event, but sanctification is a process. It occurs over time. Now I'm getting a little bit sidetracked, but in a good way. Now, ultimately, Jesse, you know, people need to be given reassurance because this idiot communist movement of theirs thrives on is false. And this is how they succeed politically, but this is not how they will succeed practically because there is no practical success with chaos. It's just failure after failure after failure. And you know what? Sooner or later, even the gentleman farmer that spent $300,000 to buy, 20 acres up the road, he's going to feel it too. It's, remember Reagan with trickle-down economics? Well, guess what? That works. That's the way capitalism works. There's also a trickle-up effect. After a while, even the idiots at the top that thought they were immune to all this are going to feel it too. They have to. Which spells nothing but doom for their movement. Not away, but eventually, people are just going to be fed up. And you don't care how much power you wield at the federal level. When people say, better yet, when people say, I can't comply. You've made it impossible for me to comply. If I were to comply with that, I would be left defenseless. I would be left homeless. I would be left without food. It's one thing when you're hungry, man, but when your kids are hungry, look out. You'll do anything. And this is what they're setting the stage for. They're setting the stage for, they're selling this, crackpot, communist, carbon-free utopia that's impossible to fulfill. They don't even know what they're doing. So, it's gonna be hard. But, we resist this thing either directly because we don't agree with it or because you've made it so ridiculous nobody could possibly comply with these demands that you're making. And that's what happens. So, I'll tell you, Jesse, I just really have this feeling in my soul and it's from the Holy Spirit that everything's gonna be all right. And that's really the only message I want to share, because there's a lot, on the right and the left, there's a lot of doom and gloom. When was the last time you turned on the news, either mainstream media or even the Patriot media, and heard any good news? It's very seldom. You listen to them. Alex Jones lately, every day, he's getting to be kind of a drag to listen to. Because every day, so they're coming for you. And I'm shouting back at the radio, Alex, they can't come for you. They don't have enough guys. I mean, that's the long and the short of it, Jesse. They don't have enough guys. And that's just one little part of the whole thing. Besides not having enough guys, there's a million reasons why this thing is going to fail. So, I don't know. Let's see if time bears me out. I think it will. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. It's been swell. Thanks for running the net, man. This is KB2DMD.
Okay, very good, Rich. Touched on a lot of good things there and good points all the way around, and that is amazing. You're right. These individuals are completely. It's happening. They're imploding, and a lot of these people are just. They're totally shocked over what they're seeing right now. And it's about time they see their own faces of what they've created. They're seeing it for themselves. And you know what? I think they're overloaded themselves to the point where they don't know what is, like you said, reality and what ain't. But, you made one good
major point, and I wanted to bring that up. These individuals out there that will sit there and pretty much sell their soul for this, and then they realize that there's nothing to buy. I mean, you know, once they sell their soul, they can't do nothing. They made it impossible for people to even live at that point. I don't even think I made my point, but but you know, before I move down to the next on the list, I wanted to say this. I read this story somewhere. I don't even know where I read it. The guy was complaining about insulin. Okay, you know, one of our basic needs for people that have diabetes, or what is it, type 2 diabetes and above, you gotta have insulin. The guy said flat out, well, I guess I'm gonna have to die because I can't afford $2,000 for an injection. And you know what, that's very sad. And it made me really think about all these people that's being devastated by these executive orders, big pharma, and everything else out there, and it's taking its toll on the American people. And we as people need to start figuring out what we can do to create industry here that's American made, American funded, American built, and just completely start getting away from any of these main corporate America dealings, because this is what's destroying us as we speak. And something else I wanted to throw in there, but, you know, I'll wait the next round. But anyway, this is KG4ZXC. Thanks, Rich. Always a pleasure talking with you, sir. I hope you stick around for the 73 round, which will be coming up soon enough. So you might as well. What the heck, right? Hey, let's see. Let's go back over to my logger. I have to keep switching back and forth on this computer. It's a little crazy. So let's move down from KB2DMD. Thank you, Rich. And we're going to Mr. Moe out of the great state of Nebraska. Come on in, Mr. Moe. At least let us know you're alive and still listening. So KB0RSA, over to you, Mr. Moe.
KD0RSA, Mo here in Nebraska. Well, I don't have nothing to add except just keep calling them Democrats that are tearing Trump down. Just keep calling them communists. Don't let them hear anything else. Just keep calling them communists, because that's what they are. I don't have nothing new to add. I don't watch. All I got's an antenna on the TV. So I don't get all the internet and stuff like you guys do. So and I quit watching the news because all it is a bunch of lies and more of it. KG0RSA, back to you, Jesse, over.
Okay, roger there, Mr. Moe, and thank you, sir, for being here. Yeah, I know what it's, I know what you go through when you can't get real good information, because I was in that barrier for a long time myself. And I still kind of pick and choose what I feel is possible and what's believable out there. Oh, by the way, Mr. Rich, before I forget, you mentioned, you know, with God being here among us and all the chaos that's happening to these communist party that has infiltrated our government, you know, I really feel the same way about how you just made that. That was what I wanted to say, because I really do believe it will be all right, because I really feel a sense of calm to a certain level that is going to make everything work out. And like you said, I think they're all really important. And I just can't wait to see it, because it's already happening, guys. It's already happening. Thanks, Rich. Thanks, Mo. And let's see, Mr. Larry, it goes down to you, because my buddy K3KCH took off, so he's He's in monitoring mode tonight. And let's take you down to Mr. Larry and for ROQ. What do you got for us on the on this round there, Mr. Larry? Take it away.
Thank you, Jesse. Looks like Biden, you know, I bought this just Saturday night. Biden is trying to stop Trump from taking any intel briefings. He says, Biden says, he's erratic. He shouldn't get intel briefings. President Joe Biden said Friday that former President Donald Trump should no longer receive classified intelligence briefings because of his erratic behavior, and Biden stole the election with all this crap, and didn't even stay in his basement, didn't even campaign, and he calls Trump erratic behavior. He's out there trying to help the United States with that erratic behavior. He's trying to get some jobs in this country, and Biden's doing away with all of them. The gas and oil and EPA, all this crap, he's screwing everything back up again. There's no need for him to have intelligence briefings, Biden said on CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does it have at all other than the fact he might flip and say something? Now, he's the one that's been flipping and telling about his deal in the Ukraine and his son involved in all this stuff. He's the one that's doing all the bragging on the TV shows about how he held the money back from the Ukrainian people the government there and told them they had to get to do away with the prosecutor there. They wouldn't get the money. Moving on, former presidents are frequently given routine intelligence briefings and access to classified materials after they leave office. But some Democratic lawmakers are questioning whether Trump should continue to receive the reports, arguing he could pose a national security risk. I'm worried about Trump. I'm more worried about the Democrats. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier in the week that the issue of granting Trump intelligence briefings was something that is under review. Pressed by O'Donnell on why Trump should no longer receive the briefings, Biden cited Trump's erratic behavior. So, anyway, those Democrats hate him. They know that if he has a chance and they can get this steal the election deals worked out with the software and maybe he might win this next election. Or someone very close to him. More miners flocked to the U.S.-Mexican border and a number of unoccupied immigrant miners arriving at the U.S. border with Mexico is on a steep rise, posting an early challenge to ambitious plans by President Joe Biden. The number of unoccupied miners referred to the U.S. Office of Refugees Resettlement, the agency tasked with caring for them once they crossed the border, climbed from 1530 in October to 3,364 in December, a 120% jump, according to agency statistics released last week. January's numbers are not yet available. The agency usually has 13,764 beds for the miners, but only 7,971 are currently available. Moving on down. Let's see if we're inside something else. In a slew of executive orders and memoranda, Biden has begun to reverse many of the hardline immigration policies of former President Donald Trump, including forming a task force to try to reunify families separated at the border. But as more immigrants are allowed to stay, more temporary housing, especially children, should
vigilance of the border alone is becoming a looming question. Last week, the Biden administration announced the reopening of a controversial overflow facility known as the Temporary Flux Care Facility to house unoccupied migrant teenagers. The facility in Carranza Springs, Texas, will house up to 700 migrant children within the next 2 weeks, according to the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The facility will be used for children ages 13 and older who have been medically cleared of COVID-19. Okay, moving on down the article. There's many, many more people coming this way. He's relaxing the rules where they won't have to stay in Mexico anymore, and they're going to be like they would have before Trump took office, with the asylum program and all, and it was going to be a flood of them coming into the U.S. So, moving on. The Arabs, there's an Arab, I didn't know the Arabs had spacecraft, but they got a spacecraft. Arab spacecraft enters historic orbit around Mars. Probes from U.S., China following close behind. Come from Dubai, United Arab Emirates. A spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates flying into orbit around Mars on Tuesday in a triumph for the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. Ground controllers at the UAE Space Center in Dubai rose to their feet and broke into applause when word came that the craft called Amal, Arabic for hope, has reached its end of its 7-mile, 300-million-mile journey and begun circling the red planet where it will gather detailed data on Mars's atmosphere. The orbiter fired its main engines for 27 minutes in an intricate high-stakes maneuver that slowed the craft enough for it to be captured by Mars gravity. It took a long time for the signal confirming success to reach Earth. A visibly relieved Omran Sharaf, the mission's director, declared to the people of the UAE and the Arab and Islamic nations, "We announced the success of the UAE reaching Mars." Two more unmanned spacecraft from the U.S. and China are following close behind, set to arrive at Mars over the next several days. All three missions were launched in July to take advantage of the close alignment of Earth and Mars. N4ROQ Friday. Amal's arrival in the UAE in a league of just five space agencies that have pulled off a functioning Mars mission as the country's first adventure beyond Earth's orbit. The flight is a point of intense pride in an oil-rich nation as it seeks the future of space. The liberal Democrats have made these people ridiculously filthy rich with their oil all these years because we wouldn't go for any of our oil. They just made all these other countries rich. Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE's day-to-day ruler, was on hand with the mission control and said, "Congratulations to the leadership and people of the UAE. The joy is indescribable, and 60% of all Mars missions have ended in failure, crashing, burning up, or otherwise falling short. A combination orbiter and lander from China is scheduled to reach the planet Wednesday. It will circle Mars until the rover separates and attempts to land in May to look for signs of ancient life. A rover from the U.S. named Perseverance is set to join the crowd next week, aiming for a landing February the 18th. It will be the first leg in a decade-long U.S.-European project to bring Mars rocks back to Earth to be examined for evidence the planet once harbored microscopic life. If it pulls this off, China will become only the second country to land on Mars. The U.S. has done it 8 times. The first almost 45 years ago. A NASA rover and lander are still working on the search. For months, a Mars journey has been tracked by UAE state-run media with rapturous enthusiasm. Landmarks across the UAE include Burj Khalifa, the tallest tower on Earth, have glowed red to mark the spacecraft's anticipated arrival. Billboards depicting a mall tower over Dubois Highway. If all goes as planned, a mall over the next 2 months will fill into an exceptionally high elliptical orbit of 13,670 miles by 27,340 miles, from which it will survey the mostly carbon dioxide atmosphere around the planet at all times of day and in all seasons. So, got a new member in the space race now with Arab spacecraft, United Arab Emirates. Okay. I'll shoot it back up there to you, Jesse. From Mallory in Tennessee on the Liberty Net and 4ROQ back to net.
Okay. Thank you there, Mr. Larry. I appreciate you being there tonight and great information. I did not know Saudi Arabia had their own space thing going on. Wow. See, you learn something new every time, and I was not aware of that. Well, you know, competition never hurt nobody in my book. I always thought there was a purpose for everything. Well, thank you, Mr. Larry, and I hope to hear you here in a few more minutes on the 72 round. And let's take a quick pause, see if we have any late check-ins here on the Wednesday night Liberty Net. So anyone else who would like to check in and make a comment, please call now. Okay, well, I guess we're getting ready to move to the top, and Mr. Bob, you are on you're on the deck, sir, and before I send it over to you, I stumbled on this a few minutes ago. It, I don't know how long it's been on the web. It couldn't have been too long because it's postmarked today. Postmarked, wow. And that's a funny word to use for the internet. But you might as well, you know, I don't use the local postal service anymore thanks to their fraudulent activities. Thank you, Mr. Postman. All right, let's see. This is off Gateway Pundits, and it's by Jim Hoff. The actual owner wrote this story. Huge development. And recount. It finds Dominion-owned voting machines shorted every Republican candidate in Windham, New Hampshire. Windham, New Hampshire, okay. Well, 300 votes on every level of Republican Party. Here we go. More proof of election fraud and the Dominion voting machines. A recent hand recount at the Rockton District 7 New Hampshire House race in Windham, New Hampshire found that the Dominion voting machine shortened every Republican by roughly 300 votes. So every one of those Republicans, they're showing a list down here in a breakdown after the recount. Every Republican won. Prior to this day where they put this information out, all the communists won. So, hey, maybe something is finally turned around. People are seeing it for what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And this voter fraud, it took place, it happened, and I tell you, I really get so frustrated when I hear people say that, the president didn't win. Yes, he did win, and the other people lost, and ain't nobody going to tell me any different, and that's just the way it is, because I am not buying into their propaganda. Well, anyway, the story on this, it goes into the Dominion voting systems owned and the intellectual property of the AccuVote machine is what was used in New Hampshire. So voting fraud is out here, and everybody sees it, and it's popping up left and right. And thanks to our fine clown show, they will not recognize it. So hopefully, if things go the way I'm hoping, we will know a lot more here in the further future. I'm not holding my breath, but I'm praying that they get busted for everything they've been doing. All right, let's move it to the top of the list, Mr. Bob. What you got for the 73 round? So, K-8-J-O-Y, over to you, sir.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Thank you again for running the Wednesday night real memory net. Thank you for extending the D-K-J-O-Y. I have an article on the menu. I'm just saying I didn't know this happened, but I don't pay attention to the game. White House Press Secretary Jen Christie said she had spoken to websites about Mark Cuban's decision to stop playing the National Anthem before Maverick games, and they didn't be respected to the peaceful protest at sporting events. That's like a whole balance crap. Cuban confirmed to the Athletic that in his decision to no longer play the National Anthem prior to home games at American Airlines Center, a decision that drew a big reaction from the media. The American Airlines Center. I know he's incredibly proud to be an American, and he has great respect for the anthem and all that it represents to people of men and women serving in uniform around the world. Press Secretary Jen told reporters. Yeah, he's still proud to be an American, full fact. Quote, he also say, of course, that part of pride for your country means recognizing those moments where we in the country haven't lived up to our highest ideals, the press secretary continued. Which is honestly what people are seeking when they take action for the good. It means respecting the rights people granted to them in the Constitution to peacefully protest. The national anthem. I mean, it's like burning the flag. It should not be allowed. Cuban and Maverick don't publicize the removal of the national anthem, but the Athletic reached out to the team after realizing that it wasn't playing before Monday's matchup. Several team employees also noticed the removal on their own, according to the Athletic. They also said that it was not announced or explained in the game. The decision to act the anthem was made because many felt like, quote, the Star-Spangled Banner, unquote, didn't represent them, and the franchise wants to be able to represent people of all communities and backgrounds when playing tribute to the USA game. I guess what they want to play maybe is Russia's anthem from now on. So, everybody that's here in this country has a chance to better themselves and to be an American. Some people do not take the opportunity, but you'll have more opportunities in this country than you'll see in any other country. Over the summer, Cuban got into a social media chat with two people over Mavericks players feeling for the national anthem. He tweeted by and a radio host, Mark Davis, after he threatened to stop watching the players knelt down the question of the national anthem. It's amazing how many people during this Super Bowl as we talked about it at work that they were going to watch it. They said, yeah, we're not watching it anymore. So that's what it comes to. I just think it's interesting. I didn't know about the Mavericks game. I don't know if anybody even knew that yet. And Jeff, one other little thing to tell you about the electric car. So my electric bill at my house is about $120 a month. Because of the hot tub. When I had the Tesla, I only put 200 miles in the car, but it was here. The Tesla was plugged in. It uses electricity 24 hours a day. We have batteries in the floor. We have two front charging with 12-volt battery. The memory of the computer is all running. My electric bill, the 2 months that
they had that front seat here went up to $241 a month. It over doubled the membership.
From
wind. It came from burning fossil fuel. So really, where was the case?
That's it.
All right, very good, Bob. Well, I think we know where the power came from, and it surely wasn't the solar wind and panels that I've been looking at, because I don't think they can have produced any amount of legitimate current. All the research I've seen on solar panels and wind turbines is just like in like below 20% usage, I believe 16% for windmills, I believe is what I read. Well, anyway, yeah, holy mackerel. Well, I'm not buying a electric car anytime soon. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you being there, and always good to hear you. Hey, let's see, Mr. James. We appreciate you being here tonight, sir. I just want to let you know, KN4ZES. Good to know that you're there and monitoring. Appreciate that, sir. And can't wait to hear you guys on the net. Let's see, KB2DMD, you have the deck, sir. What do you got for the 73 round to sum it up?
No, really not much, Jesse. KG4ZXC and the group. This is KB2DMD returning. Yeah, see, the wind, the solar, it would be wonderful if that stuff worked. It doesn't. It's a joke. You know, I remember when Victor, W1WCR, now Vic's, a lifetime as an electrical engineer. The whole solar thing, there's just no return on it. You know, there's a lot, and he used to talk about Bitcoin, and how there's, where's the value? All right, other than, for the time being, somebody will accept this Bitcoin stuff as payment, but, where's the value? I mean, it's often been said about gold. Gold isn't good for anything. It just, its value represents all the sweat and toil that went into the mining and refining of it. And that's pretty true, except for at least with gold, you can use it to, gold plate switch contact, for instance, for, very low resistance. So, it does have application. But, the value in solar, it's all feel good. It's all virtue signaling. When you crunch the numbers, you actually lose. It's the same thing with the wind turbines. You've got to spend energy to keep them moving at a certain speed. When those giant heavy propellers are struck by a little gust of wind, this clutch slips and lets the things turn, and when the wind dies down, you got to keep them turning again, because it would just take too much wind to start them from a standstill. See, this is the science that they all conveniently overlook. It's an easy sell to people that want a virtue signal and parade around like they're doing something for the environment. The whole, the polar ice caps are melting. The polar bears are drowning. Polar bears can swim like 1,000 miles. They're not drowning. But that's conveniently overlooked. So somebody can do some feel-good BS. And wear it on their shoulder. Like they're doing, I never agreed much with a lot of the stuff that came out of Limbaugh's mouth, because he was a Judas goat, and still is. I'm sorry the guy's got health problems, but, it is what it is, as they say. But he used to use a phrase that I really like called symbolism over similar substance. The left is stuck on symbolism over substance, and you've got two phases of that, Jesse. You've got the people that actually believe it because it's something they won't believe, and then you got the hucksters like Al Gore that are selling it to them. They know the truth, but they're keeping, you know, part of that truth hidden in order to sell this garbage to the unwilling, to the people that want to just they're all groups and they're carbon neutral, they're environmentalists. Today, somebody's getting rich, but you know, you're not going to save a dime with solar. You're not going to save a dime with wind or with your electric car, and you're certainly not going to make any impact on anything that happens in the environment. They politicized the whole environmental movement to the point where really no good can come of it if you do it their way. So false advertising, false news, false doctrine, false talking points, I mean, they've got a stake. How can you expect to succeed? All right, with a limited number of brain dead people, yeah, no one's got people that'll eat that up. But once somebody starts to look into their whole narrative, it falls apart. Once somebody accepts their narrative and gets burned by it, then it really falls apart. And this is where we're at now, where a lot of people, it sounds good to them, they buy into it, and yet no sooner they buy into it, it just smacks down like a giant rat trap, man. So, this is why I say, all we've got to do is help it along. How do you do that? Number one, prayer. First and foremost, prayer. This is in the spiritual realm. Number two, resist to the point that you're able. Obviously, somebody points a gun at your head, threatens to take your home away. You've got bigger choices to make. But to the point that you comfortably can, resist their garbage. Don't go along with it. Tell others not to go along with it. Wherever you get a soapbox, whether it's in the line at the grocery store, when you're pumping gas in your car or somebody else standing there, strike up a conversation. Get a bunch of stickers from, InfoWars, wherever. Find them on the internet. Paste them on gas pumps. Paste them on the light poles outside of CVS. Somebody driving by, somebody that's just waiting in line to pick up a prescription. We'll look at that sticker you put there. They'll punch it right up on their phone while they're sitting there waiting. There's all kinds of ways to monkey wrench. There's all kinds of ways to resist. It doesn't take much thought to figure them out. It's very easy to do, and ultimately, you're just helping things along. It means we won't have to wait that long for this whole thing to implode on itself, as we can give it a little push. And that's about all I got. Thanks for running the net, Jesse. It's been fun. 7-3 to all. God willing, see you next time. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMZ. God bless.
Hi, Mr. A12. God bless you too, sir. And yeah, you couldn't have put it any better. Resist at every cost and do whatever you can. Do whatever's in your means. You know what, Rich? You're a great asset to this net, and we thank you for that. So, Rich, you and your family, God bless, sir. Thanks for being here tonight, and I hope to hear you Saturday night as well. 73, and that was KB2DMZ. This is KG4ZX, and I'll see Jesse here. And let's see, we're going to move it down to Mr. Moe, KB0RSA. What you got to finish up tonight's comment with?
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Jesse. Truth be with you, I don't have nothing really, but I got a question. All this so-called money that China has got, can't they just in their banking system print money just like our banks do when they loan you money and just write it off.
Well, you know, Mr. Moe, that is a very good question. I don't have the answer to that. Maybe one of these other guys out here can give you a better determination on that one.
Well, you know, when you, I don't do it anymore, but when you used to go into the bank and borrow money, why, you just signed a note that you was going to pay it, but they, and of course then you can write checks on the bank, like China, I mean, you could write a check on a bank over there if that was what you was doing. Do they actually have no money? Are they just having a whole bunch of notes
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We really don't know, but you know, I'm going to start looking into that a little bit because I would like to know a little bit about that myself, if they're printing money the same way we do or not. But I will find out. I will do a little research on that, Mr. Mo, and hopefully I'll be able to get back with you Saturday night with an answer. Hey, well, thank you, Mr. Mo. God bless you too, sir. That was a great stay in Nebraska, and hey, you take it easy and be safe, and don't be a stranger. Good to hear you, Mr. Mo.
I'll turn her back in, Jesse, over.
All right, Mr. Moe, God bless you, sir, and we'll talk to you home down the log. Appreciate you being here tonight, and also one of our regular check-ins, KD0RFA, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska. And N3KCH, my buddy up in Dubois, he took off, so it's going down to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, go ahead and what you got for the 73 round there, sir? Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, you still with us, sir? Well, I guess Mr. Larry's taking a pause. He may be back here in just a short, but always good to hear Mr. Larry as well. And he'll probably jump back in here in just a short. So that was N4ROQ. Had a great state of Tennessee. And also like to thank Mr. Richard also, Kilo November 4, Papa Yankee Alpha, out of Tennessee as well, out of Hickson. Yeah, I wasn't sure where Hickson was, and he pointed it out to me as above Chattanooga there, so, wow, that's a good deal. I love Tennessee. It's a great state. Can't wait to get back over that way one day and enjoy the beautiful mountains and scenery. Thank you, Mr. Richard. Good to have you aboard tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net as well. And it looks like we're at the bottom of the list once again. And I'm going to go ahead and thank each and every one of you guys checked in tonight. It's been an honor to be the net control. And also like to thank Mr. Marty and to IR, Mr. Marty into, wow, I can't even remember his call sign, into IRJ, that's it, I'll get it right here, and Miss Laura, if you guys are out there listening tonight, Miss Laura as well, into JTTF, and Mr. Vic, if you're out there, sir, W1WCR, we really do miss you, sir. I hope you're doing well. And with that being said, I guess we'll close the Wednesday Night Liberty Net at 12:02 a.m. And if anybody else has got anything else they want to add, I'll be sticking around just a few more minutes with Mr. Bob and So anyone else want to add something before we get out of here altogether?
Please go now.
K4BYA. Well, thank you for listening in tonight, and good to hear you, sir. All right, Mr. Bob, K8KOY. What was you going to show me? Do I need to give you a landline for this one?
We can talk to it over here. Not that difficult. Still have to step on truck,
correct? Yes, sir, I do.
So go ahead and click on Edit up there in the top left-hand side, and it'll bring up a drop-down box, and then go to another box that says Check In Table.